Yeah, she's fortunate, and you, sir, are blessed. Blessed, indeed. I think once they realized, well, the corporation I worked for is a nationwide mechanical company, and they frowned on people working what they call working remote. And this last job that, you know, when I retired from, I was there about 10 years, and I was project manager and estimator, and I would work from all these different different clients' sites. You know, Pepsi was one of my customers out in Howell. I had Vlasic Pickle up in Emily City. I had a couple of Google sites, that Waymo Google and Farmington Hills, and one out in downtown Detroit. And where they're building these self-driving cars and programming self-driving cars and self-driving semi-tractors, self-driving semi, which is pretty cool. So I always worked remote. I had, you know, these different places I worked. I had my own cubicle, and I would have, Wi-Fi access and all this. So when COVID came, and, you know, they said, well, we need to reserve the office for payables, receivables, and the engineers, you know, because they need the, for CAD, they need the computer power, and they need to be in the office. And so I said, you guys just work from home. So for me, it was no big transition. It was a blessing. The office was 40 minutes to get there in the morning over in Southfield from Utica. And then coming home was, you know, more like instead of 40 minutes to get home, it was more like, you know, an hour and 15, you know, in traffic. So, yeah, I appreciated the last several years of my career working from home. It's